On winter holiday with her son in Cancun, writer Amy Nezuka Matatil was in a bit of a funk. She was coming to terms with her first kid imminently leaving the nest to go off to college. This trip was where he wanted to go, a kind of high school graduation gift. But Amy, not so much. She's known for writing about nature and wonderment, and the most touristy part of Cancun was not her idea of a good time. But that first night there inspired this short poem.
My son reminds me he was listening all along. Just when I think there is so much I have yet to teach him before he flies off to college. Look up, he points from the balcony our first night in Cancun. A whole flock of magnificent frigate birds night feeding, their white necks lit from the glow on Hotel Row.
Amy had always tried to instill a love of nature in her kids, taking them hiking or birding, teaching them the names of plants. On that balcony, she was moved by her teenage son's open wonderment.
It was so magical. I get teary-eyed thinking about it. Like, all the times he was rolling his eyes at me, he learned something to look up, you know, like, even when I was just disgusted, frustrated, like I wasn't where I wanted to be for the holidays, he kind of taught me a lesson, too.
This poem is in Amy's new book, Night Owl. Find a link at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
You're listening to TGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, D.C.
And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name's Erica Elizabeth, and this episode started off with the German band Mania D doing track 4. That's the name of it, but it's actually the first track on their 1980 7-inch EP. That goes out to Bettina Koster of Mania D and later Malaria, who passed away last week. Next up is International Strike Force. This is from a split 7-inch that they did with the band Black Cat No. 13 back in the year 2000. It's called Action Man.
Yeah.
We just heard the Hungarian band Pletika, who have a brand new 12-inch on the CN Kazatak label. We heard the track Rakfen. Before that was the New Zealand group Shoes This High and Foot's Dream from their 7-inch originally from 1981, later reissued in 2014 by Salt Breeze. Before that, Mystery Date, who were from Athens, Georgia, via Atlanta. That was a song called Pink Ribbons, which is the B-side to their one and only 7-inch, which came out in 1985. Starting the set was International Strike Force, band that evolved from the group Golden Starlet, from my fellow Slammed Records freaks out there. We heard the song Action Man from their split 7-inch with Black Cat number 13. Next up, some more New Zealand post-punk. This is from the band Flack. It's called Back on the East.
Motivate your blood and mind, now it's the right will come.
That was Emily's sassy lime and would-be saboteurs take heed from their desperate, scared, but social LP from 1995. Before that was a band called PP Coo from Spokane, Washington, doing a song called Brainwashed Bimbos from 1981. And you can find that as part of the soundtrack to the documentary Spokanarchy, which came out in 2011. Highly recommend that film. Really fascinating look at the Spokane punk scene of the 1980s. But I really love that PP Coo song too. It kind of reminds me of what Jungle Nausea was doing here in Portland around the same time. Before that, we heard a new band called Magazine from the Netherlands, who I believe share some members with the band Loseburg. They have a new single out. We heard the second track from it called Recuerdo. And at the start of the set was Flack from New Zealand and Back on the East from their 1983 Monitor cassette. And there's a reissue of that that the No label did fairly recently, but it has a slightly different track listing. It is available on Bandcamp, though, if you want to look into that. This next track's by a new band from Berlin called Die Napfe. They put out a demo cassette last month, and this is the opening track from that. It's called Ich liebe mich manchmal.